Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
That's right. Come and see what all the hype is about. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. We are live right here on The Hype 87.3 in ATL. I told you guys a few minutes ago we have a special guest checking in tonight, and I was not lying. He is out here doing his thing. GC, the artist, what's going on, family? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me on, Tampa Mystic. I really appreciate it.
Man, it is my pleasure. I appreciate you being here. We're excited to walk through your journey to get to where you are at now, because I know you've definitely endured some things throughout your life. We're going to talk about your album, upcoming single you got. But before we dive into all that, give us that official introduction. Tell us who GC the artist is and where you're checking in from.
GC the artist, man. I'm straight out there 601, repping Lumberton, Mississippi, all day, every day.
Mississippi, I love it. Are you born and raised there?
I'm raised here, but I was born in Illinois, but I moved to Mississippi early in my childhood.
Understood.
Mississippi raised.
Yeah, 601 raised you, huh?
Yeah, all day.
I love it. Well, listen, take us back to your childhood in Mississippi. You know, what were you like as a child out there?
I can't really stay quiet. I don't know. Just paid attention a lot. Real observant. Just mild, man. I wasn't really a bad child. Mischievous. Yeah. But I'm not bad. You know.
Listen, we...
Mild-mannered child.
As kids, we got to be a little mischievous. We wouldn't be a kid if we wasn't, right? ain't no such thing as a perfect child. That's for sure, man.
Who you telling?
What were you into as a child? Was sports an interest for you before music?
I don't know. I just like to read when I was a child. Like to read and write a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to read and write a lot.
What type of books did you find yourself reading?
I mean, I read everything when I was younger. I was really into Goosebumps. I don't know why I like Goosebumps books. Yeah, I love Goosebumps. Everything as a child. Amelia Bedelia. Man, I'm talking about old books. Man, I'm really showing my age. Yeah. a lot of children books. Read a lot of novels too, but I just like to read and write a lot.
Yeah. When you say writing, were you like writing poetry or maybe like short stories, or was it music?
Both poetry and short stories. I didn't really get into writing music until my later years, my teenage years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So writing,
there's a lot of poetry and short stories.
Yeah, no, I love that. I used to write poetry too. I kind of wish I would have kept up with it. You know, did you ever turn any of your poems into a song?
Never turned any of my poems into a song. Never. They were more personal.
Understood.
Almost like a journal entry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Would you say that did help you leading into your years of starting to write music, writing poetry first? Did that help?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. It's just keeping it real, even as a kid. And, you know, just that helped a lot.
Yeah.
I helped a lot to read it and be able to recite it. You know, that helped a lot with the music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you said also some short stories. Is that still an interest for you? Anytime maybe becoming an author and actually writing a book?
I'm not going to turn down any avenue for some revenue, but maybe later on. I don't have a problem writing a book, but it probably won't come into my memoir, you know, when I'm retired, not the game.
Understood. When you can sit down and rest for a little minute, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, we in that work mode. We grinding, you know, like.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Grinding 24/7.
Facts. Absolutely. Absolutely. What does work-life balance look like for you? Because I know you're busy with your music and work, and then, you know, of course, we got to take some personal time. Like, what does your work-life balance look like?
I'm just now getting it balanced. Like, it was overwhelming at first, you know, when working and then music. But music really isn't work.
Yeah.
Because it comes natural to me, so. To leave behind work for music, that's not even a problem at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just not getting it balanced with my kids, you know, personal life, and music and work. You know, I'm just not getting some balance with it.
Yeah, it can be difficult. And oftentimes it can seem a little overwhelming because, you know, we as parents and being business owners and entrepreneurs, like, you know, we sometimes put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And, you know, I'm a overthinker. Are you an overthinker?
Automatically. I don't know who isn't an overthinker nowadays, man. You ain't got no choice but to be an overthinker nowadays.
That is facts, because there's so much craziness going on in the world. I think that's what led me to being an overthinker, because I think about every move I make before I make it, and I'll think about it 100 scenarios before I make that move.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't overthink, you're going to underthink.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, I'm most definitely overthinking. Yeah. That don't mean I always make the right decisions, but I've even thought about it.
Listen, we're human. Sometimes we make mistakes. We learn from them. We fall down. We get back up.
Yeah.
Life be lifing, don't it?
Yeah. Life most definitely be lifing.
Absolutely. So you said it was in your teenage years when you started dabbling into writing music?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely my teenage years.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just came natural. It just started off freestyling, and then I would hear certain instrumentals. It didn't matter if the song was already out. It didn't have to be an instrumental.
Yeah.
It could be somebody's song with a couple of bars that are instrumental playing at the end of their song, and I would write to that. Like,
that is dope.
I could block them out. Yeah, I could block them out, but I really like the beat.
So how did that become a passion or an interest for you, like writing music and actually recording music?
I was just good at it.
Yeah.
I was just good at it. I remember people coming up to me asking me to freestyle for them, and they just wanted to hear what I had to say. I wanted them to hear what I had to say.
Yeah.
So it just went hand in hand. And it's fun, man. It's how I rap is how I talk.
Yeah.
Like, if you know me, this... there's nothing above and beyond for me. This is just how I talk.
Definitely. Absolutely. When you are passionate about something, it just comes naturally. You don't have to force it to come. Like, you know, music is a passion for you. So when you actually write your music, you're probably writing from the heart, from, you know, some emotions, you know, because it is a passion.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. It's very passionate to me. And time is important. So if I sit down and write a song, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna put my feelings in it.
Yeah,
you know, my experiences in it. So yeah, I don't waste no time.
Definitely,
and anything I do, I'm passionate about.
Right, absolutely. We have to be. Otherwise, why are we doing it? You know, like, you know, like, it's like, that's how we'll drive ourselves insane, or that's how people develop anxiety, because they're forcing them to do stuff that they may not enjoy mm-hmm. doing. You know, so. Being that music is a passion for you, what would you say is your purpose with music?
That was a good question. I ain't usually stumped, but I'm kind of stumped. A voice of reason, a voice of understanding. Like, I got a message. I don't know. Self-love.
Yeah,
would be my purpose.
I love it.
Yeah, self-love would be my purpose.
Man.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Self-love.
We have to love ourselves first. We can't love anything or anybody else if we don't love us first. We have to love on ourselves.
And, you know, that's such a cliche line, but it's so true.
Yes.
And it took me, you know, so many years to understand that. You got to love yourself. You really can't love anything without loving yourself. You can lust over something.
Yes.
Lust to the fullest. But true love, yeah, come loving yourself first.
That's right. That is absolutely right. Let me ask you this. You know, just being a young man out here in the music industry, or just in the world as a father, you know, anybody who's struggling with that, because mental health is real. You know, there's a lot of people that are struggling with that self-love. What piece of advice would you offer them? Any other young men out there who may be struggling with that?
You got to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of mistakes keep being made because people don't forgive themselves. You know, you got to be honest with yourself.
Mm.
Accountability.
Mm.
That's the only way you're going to grow.
Man.
You got to stop blaming everybody else for everything. You know, you got to just, you got to take accountability. I mean, if you get called up, whatever may happen, you made the decision to let it happen. Whether somebody got out on you, you initiated that conversation, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You got to take accountability. You're responsible for everything that happens to you.
Facts.
I'm talking about everything. You're responsible for it. So I think once people take accountability, man, yeah, you'll be all right. It'll make you more aware.
Yes.
You know, make you a whole lot more aware.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with is doing exactly that, taking accountability, because people out here don't want to admit that maybe they were wrong or they did the wrong thing. And it takes a lot. It takes us pushing our pride to the side, because I'm a prideful person. Like, baby, push that pride to the side. It's okay.
Yeah, nobody wants to be told that they're wrong.
Right.
Nobody wants to admit that they were wrong, you know, especially multiple times. You know, right. it might be a repetitive cycle. I mean, you just was wrong a bunch of times.
No, that is facts. I mean. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, my business partner, and he's my OG, shout out to the biggest OG, Bigger Rankin. You know, he always instills so much wisdom in me. And one of the things that he says a lot is stop pointing the finger and start pointing the thumb. Take accountability. If you point your thumb, it points right back at you, right? Stop pointing the finger and blaming other people and point that thumb and take that accountability. And that has always stuck with me. And it helped me get over that prideful situation, because I was the type of person, I didn't want to let nobody help because I wanted to take credit for everything. And nah, baby, it don't work like that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I do want to talk a little bit, you know, kind of on the personal side. I know that you lost your mom. She passed away in 2021.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, it's ironic because I lost my mom in 2021 also. So we absolutely have that in common. It was the toughest part of my life. How did you bear that? And how did you get through that time, if you don't mind sharing?
I really, truly haven't gotten over it. Yeah. I just deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm a forever misser. So, yeah. You know, I'll never really, truly be over it. So I just cope with it and deal with it the best way I can, man.
Yeah.
Everybody grieves different.
Yes.
You know, I'm not walking around sulking, you know, and I'm naming my album after her in her name.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think of the memories. I don't focus on the bad.
That's right.
I don't want to be sad, you know. But I miss her. I never get over it.
Gosh, she
never
would
get over it.
She wouldn't want you to sit around being sad. You're her baby boy, you know, and I know she's your first love, you know, as a young man, their first love is always their mother. And she was, you know, your first love. And, you know, actually tomorrow will be the 3-year mark since my mom passed. So I know I'm going to be like emotional all day tomorrow, you know, like it's like you said, yeah. It's one of the things we don't ever really get over. We just learn to cope and learn to deal with it. And you are dealing with it through your music, your album. Let's talk about the album, man. Like, you dedicated a whole album to your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, the name of the album is Rethella Son.
Yeah.
Because that's who I am, you know. And my mom believed in me. You know, most parents don't want to hear you doing music or, you know, so, yeah, she believed in me. And she heard some of the album before she passed, but, yeah, man, this album means a lot to me. I'm most definitely dedicating it to her, man. A lot of nice songs on there. I mean, I ain't saying she approve of everything I say on there, but she know her son, you know, so she know her son, and she know I got a gift and a real talent. So yeah, I just wanna dedicate that to her.
Yeah, absolutely. When can we anticipate the drop of the album?
It's gonna be early summer.
Okay.
Early summer. We're going to drop 2 singles before we drop the album. Yeah, it'll be early summer.
Okay.
We haven't set a date yet.
Okay. Okay. So we can anticipate it within the next few months. People can pay attention to what you got going on to see the exact date. Now, the 2 singles that you're planning on dropping, I know you've got one called One Time that's going to be dropping in 4 days on the 8th. Is that
exactly? And that thing going in.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. Is that going to be on Aretha Ellis Son, the album?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will be the first thing off the album. Yeah, one time.
I love it. I love it. Did you, all the songs that are on the album, did you write them all after your mom passed?
I wrote some while she was still here.
Yeah.
Maybe three or four of them while she was still here, but majority of it came after she passed.
Yeah.
Taking that frustration and anger, that sadness, that grief, and making something beautiful out of, you know, using that energy for something good. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I wrote most of them after she passed.
So we're going to hear a lot of heartfelt emotion in this album.
Yeah, it's a lot of emotion. I'm an emotional person.
Yeah.
Not soft, just emotion.
No, absolutely. Listen, me too. I'm not a softy, but I'm super emotional. I cry like for no reason. We're human, you know? Like we gotta have that emotion. Yeah. Absolutely. So the song One Time is dropping on the 8th. What is gonna be the follow up single that you're gonna be releasing?
Man, I made an album full of singles, man. I'm really leaving that up to my team, man. Like it's a head scratcher.
Yeah.
As far as how we want to take the next angle, but I know what I would like to drop, but I ain't gonna say nothing because I'm trying to cause no conflict. But,
right.
I really don't know yet. Yeah, I don't know what they want to do.
Understood.
I don't know what they want to do.
I respect it. So the song One Time is going to be the first release, the first drop off of the album. That's releasing on March 8th, which is in 4 days from now. That's on Friday. Is it going to be like Thursday night, midnight going into Friday?
Yeah, it most definitely drop at 12.
Yeah.
12:01 Friday morning. Yeah. 12:01.
Y'all better stay up late and go download that song. Go stream it. Can't go to bed early that night.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Definitely. So what can we anticipate when we hear this record One Time?
Oh, man. Some uplifting music, man. It's really me just talking about where I'm at now.
Yeah.
People not believing in me. Having faith.
Mm.
Just really popping, you know, talking big noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
jubilant moment.
We got a surprise for the listeners tonight because we're going to drop it tonight. We're premiering it first right here on the Hype 87.3 in just a few minutes. So I'm excited about that. Thank you for letting me be one of the first people to drop the record in ATL. You dig?
Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. All I ask is when them plaques come out, send one my way. That's all I ask. Because we manifesting
it.
Plaques, platinum, on the way.
I got you. I'm going to come back for some more interviews, too.
Nah, facts. Listen, next time you got to drive or fly to Atlanta and come do it in person.
Yeah, y'all ain't number like 4 or 5 hours away. I can make it out there.
Oh, yeah, most
ain't
definitely.
No problem whatsoever.
Definitely. So who worked with you production-wise? Who made the beat for One Time?
Man, my boy S2, Santuan Damslide, Hasbury, that boy Cole.
Yeah.
That boy Cole, we like Swiss and DMX, man. Like he tapped into every emotion that I have for the song. Like I've been he produced every song on my album.
Love
and
that.
None of the beats sound the same. You can't even tell, man. S2 is dope. That boy dope.
That's a phenomenal producer. Yeah. Someone, because, you know, it's no shade, but there are some producers out there that all their production sounds the same, you know? So,
yeah.
For him to have, how many songs are going to be on the album?
I'm dropping 10.
10.
10
okay.
songs.
10 bangers. Must listen, no skips, no skips, right?
No skips. I like you, Temple. I like keep promoting.
Hey,
keep promoting.
Hey, we gonna hype you up, hype you up. We got to do this again before the album drop. That way we can hype it up some more, man. I'm excited for you because I understand how much time, money, effort, blood, sweat, and tears you put into putting a full body of work together. Some people don't understand how much time, first of all, it takes to record all them songs, book the studio time, wait for the mix and master to come back. Then you might need some edits. It's a lot you put into it. How long has this album been in the works?
Oh, man. Ooh. I would say about a year.
Okay.
I had a lot of songs wrote already, but between working, family life.
Yeah.
And then making time for the studio. I would say a year, getting it mixed and mastered, everything clear, getting my team together. Yeah, it's been a year. Close to a year.
Took your time with it.
Yeah, I took my time with it.
Definitely.
But I got two albums ready, though.
Okay. Okay, so you got a lot of music in the vault ready to go.
Yeah. This is just a warm-up right here.
Rithella's going to be proud.
Ooh, don't make me cry, Tim.
She going to be proud.
Don't make me cry on this phone.
Listen, I'm going to cry with you. Shoot, we going to both be shedding tears over here. Because your mom and my mom are absolutely connected. They passed in the same year. That's just ironic to me, you know? Like, and now you and I have connected. Like, I believe in God, you know, timing and bringing people together and... They both are listening in on us right now, laughing with us.
I honestly believe that, too. And her birthday just passed February 10th. So that was an emotional day for me, too.
Yeah, it is. Listen, I understand. It's difficult when we lose people close to us. But, you know, and I lost my sister back in 2012. She was only 41. And it's like losing people close to us. Of course, it's the most difficult time in our life, but it also gives us clarity on life. It makes us really realize we have to love on our people because we don't know when it's going to be their last day.
Right, too.
Yeah.
We take a lot of stuff for granted.
Definitely we do.
Take a lot of stuff for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody out there, if you got animosity with your family, fix it. That's all I'm going to say. Fix it.
Animosity than anybody, man. You better get that hate out your heart, man.
That's right.
No negative energy. All positive vibes.
Man.
From here on out.
PVO. Positive vibes only.
Ooh.
That's what time we on.
Get that on the t-shirt.
Yeah, put the big PVO. Coming soon. New line. I love it.
Positive vibes only.
Absolutely. Now, out of the 10 tracks that are on the album, which one is the most personal for you?
Distance. I got a song called Distance. Yeah, it's talking about just growing up in a single mother household and not having my father around.
Yeah,
that's the most personal song for me. Mm. That's why I like this album, because it's vulnerable.
Yeah.
No, nobody wants to talk about what they've been through. They just want to talk about what they have and what you don't have.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to relate to somebody. I know somebody out there. It's a lot of my friends that had their pops, you know, had strong mothers raising them. So I know this song is relatable on a mass level.
Absolutely.
And that's the most personal one to me.
People will absolutely resonate with it. You know, unfortunately, my dad was around, but I raised my son as a single mom. So I know that I'll be able to relate to it in that manner, because as a woman, you know, it's tough to raise a boy to a man, but we make it happen.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. I have five sisters.
Shout them young ladies out, them beautiful young ladies. Shout them out.
All right, my sisters are Venus, Dawn, Nicole, Kelly, and Jazz.
I love it.
Yeah, I got all sisters.
Wow.
Yep.
What was that like being the only boy in the house?
I ain't gonna say it was tough, you know, because I was the only boy, but at the same time, there's a lot of misunderstandings. a lot of misunderstandings. I didn't really know what was going on. But it wasn't bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, you probably learned about women, though, being in the house with five sisters and your mother.
I did. I learned a lot about women more than I cared to.
Like, bro, I don't need to know all that. Keep that to yourself, sis.
Yeah. 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 They real protective over me, though.
Yeah. Listen, I love that. Where do you fall in line? Are you a middle child? Are you oldest, youngest? Where do you fall in line with the five sisters?
I'm a middle child because my pops had three daughters from a previous marriage. And okay. With my mom, it was just two. So I'm the oldest out of my mom's kids.
Okay.
But I'm in the middle out of all my sisters.
Got it. Got it. Understood. And your father... Let's talk about that. How did fatherhood change your life?
Oh, man. Well, coming from a two-parent household to one when my mom and dad split up, being so young, that was really traumatizing because, you know, my parents from a different generation. They didn't talk about what was going on. We just woke up one day and we was moving.
Oh, wow.
You know, so... That was really traumatizing. It took me a while to get over that. Like maybe when I wrote Distance, I'm talking about like a year or two ago. Mm. Like, it took me a while to just, I don't know, that was tough, you know? That was life-altering.
Yeah.
That was life-altering. Because my mama couldn't really control me because I'm the only boy, you know, and
yeah,
I'm, you know, acting up out of hurt, not really knowing it. So
right,
that was really, really life altering.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we sometimes will act off emotion. I think especially as kids, because we can't really decipher, you know, the fact that we are acting off of emotion. But it probably made you a great father. Going through
it did. I love my kids to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love my kids to death. You know what I'm saying? My dad he didn't not talk to us, but he moved away. You know, it's not the same. Like,
yeah,
he was in a whole different state. It wasn't like he, you know, just said forget us, but to a certain degree, that's how I felt, you know, especially with me being your only son and not having that direction, them talks that you normally get from a male figure. My big cousins played a big role in my life. Big cousins and uncles, like, they...
Love it.
And friends also, you know, showed me how to be a man.
Yeah. You do need that. A boy, a young man definitely needs a positive male role model in their life. They absolutely, my dad was that for my son, you know, and they have to have that. Just like us as women, we have to have that love and that nurturing from our mother because, you know, women, we so emotional.
You got to tell me. I have five sisters. You got to tell me.
Definitely, definitely. Let me ask you this. With your music creation, do you physically, like, sit down and write your music, or do you put it in on your phone, or do you freestyle and punch in? How does that creative process come together?
I used to write, but now I put it on my phone. I might, I could freestyle in my head a couple of bars and then I run with that, hear a beat, and, you know, sometimes the beats just speak to you, you know, and it's an interesting process. Like, everything ain't got to be perfect, but it got to be right.
Yeah.
For me to get that out. So, I mostly just put it in my phone.
Yeah. Already
nowadays, I mean, ain't nobody really got a pencil handy or nothing, you know.
You know, that's so funny because my dad will ask me, bless his heart, he's in his 70s, and he'll be like, "Do you got a pen to write something down?" I'm like, "Pops, no, I don't know when's the last time I seen a pen or a pencil. I'm gonna type it on my phone."
Yeah.
But with that being said, you know, even though it's a form of writing, if you're typing it on your phone, do you feel like that's kind of a form of, like, mental therapy, like helping you, like, get stuff off your heart and off your chest?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Because even if I don't drop a song, I got it out.
Yeah.
You know, I put it out for me to read back over it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's most definitely mental therapy. I encourage everybody to do that.
Yes.
Not necessarily a journal or... I guess you can call it a diary, but one way or the other, you got to get it out.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
You got to get it out.
It's actually, like, medically proven that writing helps to relieve some anxiety. you know, to, like you said, start journaling, just to write your thoughts down, put it in a safe space. Nobody needs to read it but yourself. Like you said, it's kind of like a diary, but yeah, I absolutely encourage, because it helps me, because I do get some anxiety. And my doctor, in fact, I told him, I said, look, I ain't trying to be on no drugs. I ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? But he suggested, he was the one that suggested that I start journaling, and I did. And man, I'll tell you, like, it has really helped. So I'm with you 100%. Like, I definitely encourage other people, if you feel any type of stress or anxiety, like, write your thoughts down, on like, get it off your chest, but put it in a safe space, put it on a, you know, in your book or whatever, and put it up. So definitely thank you for sharing that part of it. What about other genres of music? Are you ever interested in either collabing with other genres or recording a different genre of music?
I'm interested in collabing, but just to say, I don't, cause I like all genres of music.
Yeah.
Like I like good music. I don't really care what the genre is, but for me to just step in another field and say I'm a country rapper or R&B singer, like it's kind of disrespectful to the people that really do it like that. But
understand.
I appreciate that good music.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't mind collabing with some of those artists.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost ever collab with some other people in those different genres.
That's dope, though. That's good that you're open to that, because it will open you up to a whole new audience. If you do collab with, you know, like you said, an R&B singer or maybe a country artist, you never know.
I'm with it.
Going back to birth until now, who is your favorite all-time artist and why?
That is a good question. Who is my favorite all-time artist? I would say Outkast. As a group. Yeah, I would say Outkast.
Man, legendary.
I like Outkast because they vulnerable.
Yes.
They came out and did their own thing when everybody else was going that way. They went this way.
Yes.
But they still made it relatable. So, yeah, I would say Outkast. I like their courage.
Definitely.
I like their music.
It's inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's the uniqueness that they tap into.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody is trying to be somebody else, and they say, this is who we are. You hate it or love it.
Yeah. Unapologetically. Yeah. Absolutely. We cannot please everybody, nor should we try to.
No, I'm over that.
So you just have to be yourself. And, you know, I had the opportunity. It's ironic. When I moved to Atlanta back in 2013, and I want to say around 2014, when I was doing artist showcases, Three Stacks, Andre 3000 came through, like, because I knew his manager at the time, and he's like, I'm bringing him through. I'm like, yeah, right. He's a legend. He's not coming. He came to my event, and he didn't want no VIP. He was sitting in the general population eating chicken wings and taking photos. And I was like, yo, I already respected him already, but that just took my respect to a whole new level to see how humble he was. I was like, man, definitely. That's,
yeah, we are human.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever seen the documentary called The Art of Organized Noise?
Man, it's been so long since I've seen it.
It's
been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah, that was my favorite, because it takes you through the whole era of the Dungeon Family and Organized Noise and how they got started, man. That just made me think about that when you said Outkast. Like, you know, what a great documentary. And we're going to be watching one about you one day.
You most definitely will. I like you, Cap. You keep doing your thing. Keep up with me. You most definitely gonna be watching me one day.
Facts. Absolutely. We're manifesting it 100%. Does
that's right.
Acting
that's
at
right.
all interest you? Are you interested in ever getting into film?
Yeah, I would do some acting. I think I got a good personality to do some acting. I do it all the time. I need to go to work. I don't really care about that job.
They be like, they really think I like being here, but I don't.
I'll be over there doing verses in my head. About to kill us all. I don't know what's going on.
Would you play like a comedy role? Because you got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, I would do a comedy role. Okay. I would do a comedy role. I would love to do that.
I love it. So we can potentially stay tuned to see you on the big screen, or maybe even getting some of your music in film, like Sync Licensing. That would be fire.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I got an album full of classics. I think it's a soundtrack to life.
Yeah.
It's everything on there.
Definitely.
Everything on there.
It's an instant classic.
Instant classic.
I love it.
Instant classic.
What's the biggest misconception about GC the artist?
That I care what you think about me.
Let's clear it up.
Because I don't. Because I don't. I really don't.
And don't.
I really don't. I don't lose no sleep. I don't care who likes me, who don't. You know, what's for me is for me. And what ain't.
That is.
I don't care what nobody think about me.
Facts. We had to clear that up real quick. Hey, listen, he does not care. Y'all can talk about him, whatever. We don't care.
I don't care at all. I don't care at all.
That is so funny. I love your sense of humor. You definitely need to get into film. Get into acting. Get in your acting bag, you know? Gotta land you some roles, you know?
I just might.
Absolutely.
I just might.
Looking at the music industry as a whole, and you being smack dab in the middle of it as a music artist, what are you enjoying the most?
The reception from people.
Yeah.
That appreciate the music. It ain't got to be millions. It ain't got to be thousands. It can be one. There's one person that I really, really take. All it takes is one, you know?
Yeah.
I just like the reception. I like people that understand or can relate to the music.
Definitely.
That's what I love the most for.
What's one of your biggest highlight moments in your music career?
Oh, man. I did a show with Lil Wayne.
What?
At Tulane.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah. I did a show with Lil Wayne at Tulane. And we opened up for him. Rhyme Fest was there, too.
Man.
And that was just dope, like, because they hadn't heard us.
Yeah.
So for us to go in there and get a good feedback, man, it was, I don't know, man, you only get one chance at a first impression.
That's right.
That was just loud to me, man, for them to be rocking with us like that. Never heard of it.
Man.
But we went in, good showmanship and rocked it. I like that.
That is amazing. And that right there is, if nothing else motivates you, that will.
Yeah, for real. They didn't. They was, I mean, it was Lil Wayne. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
He's the GOAT.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, and for us to come there and even get some claps, and I don't know, it was just dope.
Yeah.
It was dope.
Do you have any footage or anything from that show?
Man, I don't think I do. Hey, I don't think I do.
That means we got to do it again. Yeah. We need a repeat.
Yeah, I got some shows lined up. I'm going to stay shush on them, though, but I got some shows lined up.
Okay.
So hopefully I cross paths with Wayne again.
Nah, for real. That's facts. So that's something we could look forward to. We can anticipate the single dropping on Friday. We can anticipate Rethella's Son coming in the summertime, which is going to be the 10-track album. Shows on the way. You working, bro. You working. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the opportunity?
Working real hard.
I could tell. Like, you got to come up for a breather for a second. Woosah. You know, like. Have you had the opportunity to work with Farrell Jarl yet?
No, I ain't worked with Farrell yet, but Him Logic. Big shout out to Him Logic. He was telling me about him, man. And Him Logic dope.
He
so
is.
For him to be like, man, that boy dope.
Yes.
He played some beats for me, man. I thought he got the bank account. Man, send me all them. I need all. I might not even do that with him. I might just listen to him.
But
just send them to me.
Yeah, you need those for yourself. No, nobody else have these. These mine. I'm buying all of them. That is dope.
And as dope as he is, he was still up in Faro. So I was like, man, I gotta tap in with him now.
Faro, you know, is phenomenal, and he's so humble. Like, gosh, he's the one that actually connected me. Bless his heart, he connected me with Wealth Nation and introduced me to Rob Terrell. And you know, definitely you got to get an opportunity to work with Faro, especially if you come out here to Atlanta. You guys can maybe get in the studio together and cook up.
Yeah, big shout out to my boy Rob Terrell.
Yeah,
I love that dude.
Shout out to Rob Terrell, man. That's the boss of all bosses right there, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for real. Rob 100, man.
Bex, how did that situation with you and Wealth Nation come together, if you don't mind sharing?
A friend of the family introduced me to Tony Jim.
Okay.
And Tony introduced me to Rob, and here we are.
Bam. History in the making.
Big shout out to Tony Jim too, you know, that's my boy too.
Definitely. Anybody that puts you in a position to win, those are the type of people you want around you.
Exactly.
That's a selfless act right there. You know, that's a big selfless act. Absolutely. So definitely shout out to him and shout out to the whole Wealth Nation team for sure, man. We are going to check out this record. Highly anticipated, releasing Friday, one time. But before we get into it, one more question. What makes GC the artist like happy? What's just in life? What makes you happy?
Peace.
Yeah.
Peace and understanding. Mm. I mean, I just want to be understood.
Yeah.
I could be misunderstood too, but it's clarity in that too.
Yeah.
You know, peace. That's what makes me happy.
Yes. Don't misunderstand the fact that he don't care what you think about him. Don't misunderstand.
Not at all.
Don't get it twisted.
At all.
And don't.
And don't. Don't care at all.
He just wants that peace and happiness, you know? It's like the record Love and Happiness. He wants peace and happiness. Maybe you need to make a record like that. Yeah, that might be the next hit.
That's a good idea.
Yes, that's the next hit.
That's a good idea.
Coming soon. You heard it here first. As long as you send it to me first, I'm Gucci.
I got you, champ. I got you.
That is dope, man. Well, listen, we're about to get into this record. Is there other business ventures that you're pursuing? Like, you know, do you have your own merch line, or is that something in the works? You know, do you have other business ventures you might want to share?
Yeah, I got my merch in the work right now. I just ordered some for these shows upcoming.
Oh.
Yeah, I got some merchandise coming up. Got the website up and running. Well, in the makes of being up and running. Got the domain and everything. But I'm on my business.
Yeah.
I'm on my business.
That's one of the most important things an artist can do, is have their own domain, their own .com, because we do not own any of our social media. It can be taken away from us. We work so hard to build our following up to thousands of followers, and at any given moment Instagram could shut it down, we could get hacked. That could be devastating for us. That's why it's important to have your own website. So I'm glad that you got that in motion.
Yeah, most definitely. That's a big shout out to Rob Terrell. They got me on that business side of it.
Yeah.
10% talent, 90% business.
Man, what you say? That is facts. And being that that's your domain, you can do what you want. You can sell your music on there. You can sell your merch on there. Like, that's your house. That's your domain. You can do what you want there.
Exactly.
That is dope,
exactly,
man. You got it all figured out. I'm loving it. Rithella's son. Proud of you. Album on the way. Yeah, I'm excited, because I already know I'm gonna probably listen to it and get emotional. I'm already telling you right now, you know, because I know it's coming from a pure place when you wrote every record on there. So definitely excited about that. Anything else that you have coming up or in the works that people need to be tuned in with?
No, man. I'm just pretty much focused on this album. Getting my name out there and getting it popping, kicking down the door.
Yeah.
All 2024.
I know that's right.
All 2024.
We are not letting up.
I can't.
Definitely. The name GC the artist, is GC your initials, or where did that come from?
Man, that just came from just freestyling back in the day, and somebody yelled out, that boy the golden child, and it just stuck with me. So I just took the GC and just kept it like that. And I'm an artist, not a rapper.
Yeah.
I paint a picture.
Facts.
You know, I ain't telling no lies, so GC the artist.
I love it. Do you have a logo for that yet?
I most definitely do.
Okay. Oh, I don't most even know why I asked. Of course you do. You got.
I don't know either. Of course.
Well, what am I thinking?
Of course I do.
Let me retract that.
I don't know,
Tampa. Let me retract that question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on it. Yeah, I'm on it.
That is fire. So is that what's on the shirts that you are going to have at your shows and stuff?
Yes, ma'am. DC artists on everything.
Are they available for purchase?
They will be shortly.
Okay.
They will be shortly.
Dope.
They will be shortly.
So that's how.
I might have one on in the video.
Yeah. Listen, you have to wear the brand that pays you, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or the ones that support you. You might have some homies that got some merch, and of course you're going to wear that because them your partners, you know, but. No shade to these big, you know, Nike and all that. Of course, we love all that stuff, but they ain't cutting no check. We making them rich, right? Slick, we making them rich by buying new sneakers every couple months. Why not have our own?
Yeah. Trying to build my own foundation.
That's right.
But yeah, the merch most definitely on the way.
Love it. Generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Your father. Say? You're a father. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's your legacy right there.
Yeah, you're right, too.
Definitely. You're right. Well, we're going to get into this record. I know everybody's excited about it. They're anticipating it. This is going to be the first time that a lot of people hear it. But before we do that, tell everybody that's tuned in where they can follow you at on your social media, and then tell them the .com that's on the way.
All right. I'm on Instagram, GC _ the artist, ArtistSame Monica on Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Website, www.gcartist.com, coming soon. Yeah. Merch will be available, music. I'm out here grinding. Look for me. I'm there.
I know. Come see about him. He working.
I'm working.
Absolutely. I know you have a lot of people that are loving on you, supporting you. They're tuned in, listening tonight. Who do you want to give thanks to? Who do you want to shout out to, give flowers to?
Oh, man. I want to shout out my kids, man. Shanala, KJ, A Miracle. All my friends and family who believe in me, my girl. My sisters, my enemies, everybody made it possible, you know, the doubters, the believers, everybody played a role in this.
Facts.
You know, so, yeah, I want to thank everybody.
That's right. If we ain't got no haters, we ain't popping, period.
Okay.
And
yeah,
shout out to yourself too, man. You've been through a lot in your life, and you're here to talk about it, bro. Like, that's a flex. Growing old, not to say you're old, I'm definitely your elder, but growing old and getting older is a flex. So shout out to you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Most definitely. Well, let's get into this record. It's that time. It's that time to get into the record, man. Rubbing my hands like Birdman, you know, like, let's listen to it. Highly anticipated. Listen, bro, it was such a pleasure to have you on here. Like, this was like a great conversation. I know I took you way over our time, but, you know, when you having that good conversation, it's hard to put it down, right? So I appreciate you giving me some of your time tonight and, you know, letting our listeners hear your journey and hear your story. Shout out to GC, the artist, man. Go ahead and give us the official introduction for the record.
All right, this is my new single off the album, Della Sun, One Time. Dropping March 8th, man, on all music platforms. Check me out.
Let's get it. Y'all stay tuned.
Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
It's too hard.
It's all about that come up, best too. I done came up. Bless, man.
Hey, that boy making hits.
One time for the man upstairs, yeah. Won't he do it? Two time for my haters in the background. I heard they still recruiting. Came up nothing to something.
Yeah.
Didn't I prove it? They hate me for winning, but they love when I was losing. One time for the man upstairs, yeah. Won't he do it? Two time for my haters in the background. I heard they still recruiting. Came up nothing to something.
Yeah.
Didn't I prove it? They hate me for winning, but they love when I was losing.
Black and exotic, my perception equal profit. Personality equal dollars. Nigga, I got it. Ask your girl, do I got it? You better not touch her when she tell you I do. She know it's true, you know it too. You niggas hate the truth, cause the fucker they lie. You're not that guy, you're not that fly. No, it's close to eye. Motherfucker, I done work for this. Bitch, nigga, I done hurt for this. Go berserk for this. Then my perfect bitch, yeah, I'm perfect, bitch. Till I'm earthless, bitch. I ain't perfect, bitch, but I'm worth it, bitch. And I'm out here murking shit. Add to my network and shit. Networking with niggas on they shit. Get up off my dick, I done earned this shit. One time.
One time for the man upstairs, yeah. Won't he do it? Two time for my haters in the background. I heard they still recruit. Nothing to something.
Yeah.
Didn't I prove it? They hate me for winning, but they love when I was losing. One time for the man upstairs, yeah. Won't he do it? Two time for my haters in the background. I heard they still recruiting. Came up nothing to something.
Yeah.
Didn't I prove it? They hate me for winning, but they love when I was losing.
Hit bitches from the back. Like that. Damn right. I'm a motherfucking Mac. From a death there, fifth bitch, third night. Concealed with the straps, nigga better back. This ain't what it look like. Once I react, nigga get clap. Go ahead and walk through the white light. I been stacking them rack. Ain't a cabinet inside. All true big back. Every time I recite, full of loud in a yak. Big cup with no eyes. Married to the money, gone and throw rise. Just don't throw none in my eyes. So I can see the faces of the ones who doubt it. Look at that hole, made my way out it. Check out the drip, look at your lip. Piss, you can't do nothing about it. Flow real and melodic, automatic with the bars. Them the robotic, spotted, hanging with the stars. Driving fancy cars, buying the bar. They know who I are, one time.
Turn me up.
One time for the man upstairs, yeah. Won't he do it? Two time for my haters in the background.